appreciate those nights and those dreams. But my friend, I'd sacrifice all those nights if I could make the earth and my dreams the same.
Streets. Mr. Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewski. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Yeah.
Hey guys, happy Friday. This is Big Talking Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith and I've got Rodney Daniels.
What's up, folks? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So Rodney, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
So, like, how was your
Weaster?
Your
Weaster. My Weaster. I know, it's. I haven't been here in, like, 2 weeks, so it's a lot to catch up on.
So, like, how was your Easter weekend?
My Easter weekend was good. I went home, and I saw my family. We hung out. Shout out to my fam. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. So, yeah, my brother just bought a house, like, a couple of months ago, so it's the first time, like, the whole family, like, got together. Big five-bedroom house in Illinois. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was nice. Got to see my nieces and nephews. So we took family pictures. We got like 500 likes on Facebook. Thanks, Facebook.
I was one of those likes. You gotta love a good-looking black family.
I know, right? We saw that, we're like, oh wow, we look like the Black Dynasty. It's nice.
Oh man, so like, what have you been up to since you got back?
Well, before I left, I got fired from my job.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Shit got real.
Nothing that you said here, I hope.
Right, no, wait. No, I gave some alcohol to an employee. And, like, I guess the manager was, like, he really wanted to get me. So he, like, literally watched all of everything I was doing on camera. And they got me on camera pouring up alcohol for somebody that wasn't supposed to be poured alcohol for. So.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you're suspended. And, you know, you know what that means.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I went out like a boss, though. Because, like, I literally walked out the office. I walked into the kitchen. I was like, Rocco just fired me. That's my boss, everybody knows. Yeah. Like, Rocco just fired me. Thanks for working with you. Thanks for, and, like, I give, like, handshakes, like, everybody on the floor. People were freaking out, falling on the floor. It was great.
You're like, you're gonna miss me, bitches.
Exactly. I'm the best thing to happen to this motherfucker. And so then you gotta love New York City, because like, that was a Sunday. Monday I relaxed, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna freak out, you know, I'm just like chill. Tuesday I had 4 interviews, landed a job.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working at Mexico. It's this Mexican and Southern barbecue infusion.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It is. They have 2 restaurants already. One like in Times Square area, and it's like one on like 23rd. But I'll be at the new location in Chelsea.
Nice. Yes. Nice. I'm going to visit you.
You should. Get this. There's no uniform. I get to wear whatever I want to wear.
Whatever you want?
Yes.
What?
I know, right?
Do they know what they've just done?
I know.
They're like, are they ready?
And it's
are
in they Chelsea ready? Too?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm going to have regulars.
Booty shorts in July. Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. So I took the train here.
Okay.
And I was like walking through Grand Central and I'm about to take the subway, and this guy, he doesn't look like he's homeless, but I'm assuming he was probably crazy. And like, I had to like pass him to like get to the stairs to go down to the subway.
Okay.
He stops in front of me. He takes a look at me. He looks at me up and down, and he's just like, "Wet vagina."
What?
He just says, "A wet vagina."
What vagina?
Wet vagina. Wet vagina. That's what he said to me. He just says, he's just straight face. He stops, like, because I'm walking. He stops in front of me. He looks me up and down, and he says, "Wet vagina." And
was your vagina wet at the time?
I don't know how he knows I'm on the rag.
Damn, his spidey senses, like, were tingling.
Right? It's just like, he's just like, you've got that that menstruation glow. Right? I don't know.
That's how it is. So you don't know who's homeless or crazy sometimes walking around New York City. You're like, you could like look at somebody and you're like, I think that person might be homeless or they could just be funky. I don't know. You know, you just never know.
Yeah, you need to call the studio. Yeah. Can you hear me? Joy, you need to call the studio. You called my cell phone.
Joy, you got to call this. Yeah, Joy, you got to call the studio.
Hello? Joy. Okay.
Wait, we got to call her on the wrong line, you guys.
I know, we got to call her on the wrong line. She's calling again. Yeah, she's calling me. She's special. Yeah, it's...
We like special guests here at Big Talkin' Brewskies.
So I have no idea why that guy...
I just think that it's crazy you could just tell your vagina was wet. Like, how many women is he seeing, like, with wet vaginas? It's like, throughout the whole day. That's, like, probably his thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I'm looking for hard-ons, like, throughout the day.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a hard-on is easier to spot than a wet vagina.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I mean, even I can spot one of those.
Oh, yeah. Especially if it's a good one. I know. I'm so happy we're getting into sweatpants season. And basketball shorts season. And shirtless season. Mm-hmm. That's how it is in New York, man. I love it when it gets nice outside.
Yeah.
That's like the best.
Yeah.
And it was just like all of a sudden out of nowhere, it was just suddenly spring. Like it was like really cold and like kind of snowy, and then all of a sudden it was just like, what? 75 degrees?
And now, like, it's cold and it's rainy.
But it's not that cold.
Yeah.
Compared to what it could be.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Joy figured it out.
So, we have a caller. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Marissa. Who do we have on the line?
This is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for calling in, Joy. So, you've had quite a week, Joy.
Pretty much. Quite a whole weekend and a week.
Yeah. So, for our listeners that might not know, Joy is a comedian, but her name is Joy Lane. And she shares the same name as the ex-girlfriend as the Facebook killer. So, now, Joy, what's been going on with you?
Actually, I've never had social media turn around and bite me in the neck, but it turned around and took a big chunk out this week. As comedians, you know, we depend on social media to book our shows and network and put our information out there for where we're going to be. However, I had been out of the country on vacation. And I went to Aruba and I went to Puerto Vallarta. And when I got back, it was late Sunday. So I decided to take a nap. I woke up to some woman screaming in my phone. And I was confused. I didn't recognize the number. So I looked at the phone, I just hung up. Right. And no sooner I hung up, my phone rang again, and it was somebody else. But this guy actually spoke, and he said, we're going to kill you, too. Wow. And me being the person that I am, I said, well, baby, come on in.
Bring him out.
I didn't know what was happening. I'm born and raised in New Jersey. I got 9 brothers. I spent 9 years in the military and 2 years with the Department of Corrections. So yes. If you call me, my answer is, come on, you're not going to leave how you came, but come on. I didn't know what was happening. So I put the phone down, and I noticed both numbers were numbers that weren't in my phone, and I usually don't answer numbers that weren't in my phone. No, sir, I put my phone down and went to the bathroom, came back. I had like 4 missed calls, and they were calling back to back to back to back. I have my website and my Facebook and my Twitter all linked. So if you go to my Twitter, you can get my phone number. If you go to my Facebook, you can get my phone number.
Oh, wow.
And they decided just to call me to compel me through threats to get dude to turn himself in. And when I kept saying I don't know him, no, we're going to kill you. And since he loves you, he's going to come out of hiding to avenge you. So we're going to kill you.
That's crazy.
That's exactly what was said. So by the end of Sunday night, I had almost 1,000 messages like that.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, okay, I'm not the most politically correct type of person. I'm not a small frame girl. I'm almost 6 feet tall. I wear a size 13 ring, 13 shoe.
Right.
So you could get these hands, you get these feet, but I'm not going to just shrivel up and die. So I said, well, let me just go ahead and address it head first. And I went to Facebook. And when I went to Facebook, I was going to put out a disclaimer. However, when I went to Facebook, I had almost, at that point, 3,000 messages.
Jesus.
And I was dumbfounded as to, I don't look like this person. I really don't know what happened. So let me turn on the news. When I turned on the news, I went, oh,
yeah.
Okay. So then I put out my disclaimer, and I guess my disclaimer wasn't bleeding heart enough. It basically said, I am Joy Lane, the comedian. I don't know anybody in Cleveland, and my pee is not that good to kill anybody over.
You can say pussy on here. It's internet radio.
Okay, yes. I was trying. Hey, some radio stations like, don't say the word.
You can say the word. You can say pussy, motherfucker, goddamn it. You can say the whole fucking night.
Grab by the pussy.
No, that's Trump.
So I said my pussy's not good enough to kill nobody over. Half of the people who took it as a comedian voicing their frustration laughed and said, girl, you need to post some of your work and get you some more bookings, and went on, apologized for being on my page. But some of the people was like, you know it's you. You know it's you. And you're trying to convince me of who I am. I'm a lot of things. However, I was never affiliated and or had Stevens scratch or sniff my pussy. So I don't know him.
Yes.
He was nowhere near it.
Nowhere. Not at all. He ain't even been close enough to smell it. I don't know him. But then there was a little group that got together and went through every one of my Facebook posts since Facebook has been up for my comedy and found a picture of me and a DJ from KRL Radio. And Dominique, his name is Dominique.
Okay.
Dominique looks just like Steven Stevens. So they found a picture of me and Dominique from doing an in-studio. And they said, that's you and him right there. So they started blowing up his radio station. My thing is this. If you know Steven Stevens is on the run and you're calling the radio station asking for Dominique, you know it's not us.
Exactly. People are crazy.
One would think that one and one makes two.
Right.
But I guess not. So at that point, it was more of, I just kept putting out my material. I put out my EKP. I put out so much stuff to solidify, this is what I do, this is who I am. At that point, when they did recognize it wasn't me, then they started picking through stuff that really had no bearing on the situation. One girl told me my wig was crooked. I said, ho, it's a weave. Please don't get it twisted. And I got the best hairdresser in the world. And that's going out to all the cosmetologists. I got Miss Pinkney, and she got her own company, 25 years old. She started from 15 doing hair, and she has her own company. So that's who do my hair. She said, your wig is crooked. I kindly put in Miss Pinkney's information and said, my wig is never crooked. My weave is never not tight. So I don't know what you're talking about. But they started picking apart my teeth, my hair, my religious affiliation, everything they could grab a hold to. And at that point, it pissed me off. And that's when I said, okay, I guess me being nice about it wasn't going to work, and me trying to be funny about it wasn't going to work. So it's time for me to be a nigga. And like I said, if I have to be, I'll be that nigga, and I'll show up to your front door with my nine brothers, and we ain't going to lose. So it just got to be nasty at the end. So it's been a really rough week. I took a couple of days off work because here's what people don't know. I'm a school teacher Monday through Friday. Wow. And my school was like, we've seen some of the stuff going on, kind of like you refrain from being at the school right now. And I said, that's fine. But just to let you know, when I come back, we got it in the car. And I'll make it home every day. I'm not going to do that with nobody. It's just the people now, they know it's not me, but I still have little messages here and there. I woke up to 100 messages this morning, which is not the 1,000 I had on Monday morning or the 2,500 I had on like Tuesday night. It was crazy. I had like 100 messages, a little trolls running around saying a little whatever. But like I said, come down to the house. You're not going to leave how you came.
Have you been in contact with the authorities? Have you like called the police about this?
Yes, I've been in contact with several of the local police. The police officers who is in my district, they actually didn't know about the situation until I called them to tell them the situation, and then they made basically a case report. They came by my house. They checked my permit, my gun permit, my concealed weapon permit, and they told me it was valid in the state that I reside now. And they told me, protect yourself. They come crooked. I said, all right. They said, do you need us to come by every hour? I said, no, I'll call you if I need you, but I won't need you. But then at my job, a couple of the parents are officers, and I talked to them about it, and they said, we'll just make it a point of coming around and make sure everything's okay. And I told them again, it's in my car. And they say, okay. I said, all right. So it got to that level to where, as far as my safety was in question. And I'm going to go home. I'm too beautiful to kill. And you're not going to mark me up and scratch me up. I'm not going to break a nail fooling with folks. So, yeah.
So now I know that you've got you've had like thousands at this point of like threats and messages. Mm-hmm. What was the strangest message that you got? I mean, considering that you've got a large sample, I'm sure they were all weird, but like what was like the weirdest thing that you're like, what the fuck? This is fucked up for even fucked up.
Oh, well, there's three types of messages though. There's the pious Islamic brothers and sisters who come at me and try to tell me, sister, you're wearing one face to the world and your cleavage is out and sister, you're going to hellfire and you know that's not modest. And those I try my hardest to give the best Islamic answer I can give. However, when you think you are holier than Zumzum water,
right,
and you are the haram, the sin police, and you're coming at me, and I've already said, hey, leave it alone. Then it's time for me to slap you like I would anybody else. I'll give you a little leeway, but I'm not going to give you that much, because while you try to be all pious and right, you're wearing a weave, smoking cigarettes, and drinking on every day but a Ramadan day. I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
So I give you a little leeway, but I'm not going to give you too much. Then I had the messages from the anti-Muslim people who didn't see I was in the military and I'm a patriot. They go back to your country and you had something to do with it. And Steven Stevens had a beard like one of the Muslims. And you've already said you're Muslim. So all Muslims are killers. And you was in collusion with him. And I'm like, now I'm the fucking Taliban? What the hell?
And you served this, and I want to thank you for your service to this country. And you were in the armed services for 9 years. Like what were you in?
I was in the Navy. I was in the Nav.
Oh wow.
Okay. Yeah. So, because I've been reading your posts and I've been reading your Twitter, because I was just like, how crazy are these people getting? And so the thing that I keep seeing all the time is like, you curse like a sailor in your comedy, but you are a sailor.
So. Bitch! That's what I've been saying. I was a sailor. Let's end it with, bitch, I mean, I curse like what I am. I was a sailor. What?
Yeah, it's like, because that's what it's like, oh, well, you know, because I've even read the article, because you sent me the article that was written about you, and like, this guy's like, oh, and you're Islamic, and you curse like a sailor, but it's like, boo, she is a sailor. Like, once a sailor, always a sailor.
Put one and one together and come up with two, buddy.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's been hard all my life to be who I am. There's not too many Muslim girls who turn 17, tell their mother, I'm not marrying who you want me to marry, and join the military, and they'll speak to their mom for several years because they feel like they know what's best for you. At the end of the day, I was not getting married at 17 and produce a bunch of babies. I wanted to have a life, and I joined the military. And in the military during Desert Storm, to be a Muslim person fighting Desert Storm, you know what I mean, in the Mediterranean Sea, it's hard to try to say you're really a patriot too.
Right.
My life has been a lot of situations like that, and I've tried to be politically correct until you piss me off. And then when you piss me off, like I said, hey, all bets are off, and I don't really don't care who you are.
Well, like that's the interesting,
it's about level of respect.
That's the interesting thing too about the time and the that we're living in now under this Trump administration is that they voted.
You mean Trump?
Exactly, the Agent Orange.
Pretty much.
So they voted to live in a non-politically correct era. And then when they're faced with non-political correctness, they don't know what to do with themselves. It's like they forgot.
Exactly.
Liberals had or non-Republicans had, you know, non-politically correct things to say. It's like they think we're all like fucking kumbaya and fucking like drum circles. I don't even understand it. Like,
right.
My thing before this happened, my biggest battle was, I never really covered. I hated covering. I hated wearing the hijab. I really did. I spent, like I said, a lot of money on my weave, and I refused to cover it up. I just felt like I don't want to cover, and that's my own battle. During Ramadan, I would cover every day of Ramadan. But other than that, I felt like, no, I didn't. I didn't want to.
So
and whatever punishment I get when I go to hellfire, then I would deal with that. But when Trump came into office and he decided that he was going to put this ban on Syria, Iran, Iraq, all these countries, Somalia, who had nothing the fuck to do with September 11th, I was like, you know what? I got friends from Syria, Iraq, Iran. It's ridiculous that you would actually impose this on the countries that have nothing to do with the bombings. Now, last time I checked, all the motherfuckers was from Saudi Arabia. And I got friends from Saudi Arabia now, right now, today. And I would call his name if it wasn't going to get him deported. Who has overstayed their visa. And they're not looking for him. But every one of the bombers came from Saudi Arabia. How ass backward is that? Again, I'm a patriot, but I ain't no motherfucking fool. So when I sit up and I talk about Trump and I say I wear my hijab now because I want to let people know I'm in protest. Y'all see me as a comedian. Y'all see me as a teacher. Y'all see me as all these other things. But I want you to see me as a Muslim, too, to understand that my husband, and I'm married, not to Steven Stevens, my husband has dual citizenship. He's from Finland, and he has American citizenship.
Right.
He was one of the people initially could have been fucking deported because of his stupid executive order, which made no sense that you tried to sneak in on a Friday, the same Friday I was in Dallas, and I got detained at the airport. Again, I'm a veteran. I'm a patriot. I've done my service. I've done my duty. You know who I am, but TSA asked me, do you speak English? Bitch, do you?
Right. Right.
I can't do it. I can't do it. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, it's because Saudi Arabia does deals with Agent Orange and he's got hotels there. Any country that he had hotels in or business dealings with, he didn't have included in that ban. Now, who we really should be banning is fucking Russia because they're the ones that interfered with our election. Like, but all the countries that, you know what I'm saying?
But
we have a hot, cold war going on with Russia. The whole reason why this ass is in the office to begin with is because of Russia. But of course, we're going to start bombing everybody but the fucking people that put his ass there in the first place.
That should be bombed in the first place.
It's crazy.
Well, not only that, can you say conspiracy theory? My thing is this. It is, to me, and I'll say again, I'm a patriot. For me to call him my president, you will never be my president. And at the end of the day, as much as you like to pop shit, and that's what it is, y'all know people from the city pop shit more than anybody else. Trump got a mouth on him.
Yeah.
But he went into the right mouth. You got a wife that you wouldn't even have, you dirty bag of fucking pennies, if it wasn't for immigration law. Because I know Melania, uneducated, non-English speaking ass, or your first wife who couldn't speak English either, would still be overseas if it wasn't for the immigration laws that you brought them here so you could buy them. You bought them. You talked about, or they talked about, Michelle Obama not wearing sleeves and a dress, but you got this whore, I said it, I'll say it again, Melania Trump, the whore, running around on a plane with diamonds, butt naked, on a bearskin rug. But that's acceptable. That's presidential. Okay. All right. I'll see how we move it. She didn't wear sleeves.
And hashtag not my first lady.
Like, it's crazy. Like, she's got photos naked with her hand up some lady's cooch. It's like, and this is our first lady? It's like, I don't want to see what my first lady's cooch looks like. That is not my business.
You would never see what Michelle Obama's cooch looked like. I know that much.
No.
Michelle Obama had on some booty shorts that wasn't really booty shorts at the beach. She was at the beach with her husband. Let me say it again. She was at the beach with her husband, and they talked about her booty shorts being too short. At least you couldn't see her pussy dust like on Melania.
Oh, please. Oh. You can see Melania's fucking uterus. It's crazy.
Right. That wide open.
It is crazy. Girl got fibroids. I could see him.
Hashtag grab that pussy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Takes two hands.
That pussy was bought and paid for.
My thing is, I just don't understand it. There's so much distress going on right now, and people have lost their entire minds. And like I said, my biggest complaint was the executive order and the fact that people coddle their children too much. I've taught kindergarten for 10 years. I've taught at one of the local colleges for 3. I'm very educated, very well educated, make no mistake. I talk like I'm from the street, and I can be from the street if I need to be, but I'm not stupid, far from it. And at the end of the day, I'm doing the greater good, not only for your children, but for my community. I protected you, and this is what I get. I get people coming to me from every direction, trying to find everything to dissect, but you don't want to do that. Like I said this morning when I put out the rest of my tour information, it's time, fuck the bullshit, it's time to get back to business. I had my head on straight before all this happened, and my head will be on straight in the end. While you're watching me, what are you doing? While you're sitting there watching me, you're not moving. So right. When I surpass you, you'll be mad again. And that's cool.
Now, how is that's your cool. husband taking all of this?
My husband, actually, like I said, we were in Aruba. And then we went to Mexico for a vacation because we hadn't had one all year. And he had just got back to Dallas. He works for a very big firm in Dallas. And he heard about it as soon as he landed. And he called me, and he said, do you want me to come home? I said, no, you just took a large amount of time off for our vacation. I'll be fine. He said, I don't want anything to happen to you. I said, baby, let me tell you something. Love you, smooches, bam. But you already know I'm 20 times meaner than you. He said, yeah. I said, do you really think I'm going to let somebody do something to me? And I was like, do you think I'm going to let somebody do something to me? He said, no. I said, so stay where you are, make that money. And if I need you, I'll call you from the police department after I've spent every bullet in my extended clip. So he understands and he knows I'm serious. I think his biggest concern was making sure my lawyer's retainer was up. Something went to the left.
It's like, and, honey, you're going to need to make sure that lawyer's got all the monies.
I talked to my lawyer about 4 or 5 times this week, and we thought about a defamation suit initially because it's so different from the Casey Anthony case where she kept saying Zenaida Gonzalez did X It turned out Zenaida Gonzalez had nothing to do with it. I could not have a defamation suit against Steven Stevens because 9 times out of 10, Mr. Godwin's family would sue the estate. And then the other Joy Lane would sue the estate, so there would be no reason for me to do a defamation. And then I would have to prove that he meant Joy Lane, the comedian, which would make me have to have known him. I've talked to my lawyer every day. And my biggest thing is, as long as people stop threatening me, then we'll be all right. That's the biggest concern of mine now. If not, then we're going to have a problem. And the next headline you're going to see is
Joy Lane, the comedian,
school teacher shot somebody.
So now, Joy, you said that you had three types of messages. You had the the Islamic Brothers that are telling you that you're not following Islam. You had the people that said that they were going to kill you to draw out Steven Stevens. And then who's the third group of people?
The third group of people I call the smart-ass ignorant folks. The smart dummies.
All right. Who are the smart dummies?
The smart dummies who, like I said, went to the pictures from me doing promotional stuff and found DJs that look like him and decided that is me, even though I've told you it's not me.
Right, because that's the dummy guy.
The ones who want to be the jokesters. The ones who go to my YouTube videos, watch my old performances, and then send me messages because my comments are turned off. The ones who call my phones or send me the text messages talking about my daughter's page. My daughter models. She's a model in Florida. She's been doing it for several years. Or will come at my daughter offering her bookings. And I've told her, just don't take no bookings right now until you find out exactly who they are. They're the smart, dumb people who are going around my family trying to find as much information as they can from their Facebooks and Twitters and Instagrams and piece the information together to try to get a lead on me or to get a lead on family members.
Wow, that's gotta be really scary.
One girl called me a nigger. First time I've been called a nigger in my life. And when people saw it, I posted her message. The smart girl, the smart dumb girl. I posted her message, and I just let it go on the internet. I said, now it's time for you to get what I've gotten. And she actually apologized to me. She said, I'm sorry. Please call your people off. I said, no. Because you took it in your time and consideration to bother me and my family, and now you reap what you sow.
Exactly.
The smart dumb people.
You would think if these people are doing so much research to find out who you are, who your people are, who your family is, that in that research that they would have realized that you're not her.
Her.
And what I also don't understand is, like, because the thing that I found most fascinating about this story is the Islamophobia and the misogyny behind it. Because people are blaming... And I know that you are not the quote-unquote real Joy Lane in this particular situation. In my world, you are the Joy Lane because I only know you as Joy Lane, and I don't know the other Joy Lane. But I think that even if you were, in fact, the other Joy Lane, the real one, why are people blaming her for the murder that this man committed? She did not put the gun in his hand. She did not make him go out and shoot an innocent person. If anybody is mad for Steven Stevens killing people,
they should be mad at Steven Stevens
for killing people. They shouldn't be mad at Joy Lane. And I think that if you're going to be that incensed by what he did, just imagine what it must have been like being in a relationship with a man this crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
She
broke
up with him, though. She broke up with him. She wouldn't get back with him, and that was part of the reason why this occurred. She wouldn't get back with him and call him. And a lot of my messages were, and I mean, I could post and send it to you, which was, just call the guy. Just call him. Talk to him. Apparently, she stopped talking to him for a motherfucking reason.
Right, because apparently, if you stop calling him, he starts killing people. Like, how are you supposed to talk to somebody like this?
No.
It's like she did exactly the right thing. She was in an abusive relationship and she got out of it. That is what you're supposed to do. And so people are blaming her for that. And then the other aspect that I thought was interesting is that you are not the quote unquote real Joy Lane. But as soon as people found out that you were Muslim, then it just brought on this whole Islamophobia. And then, like, I thought, because I'm telling you, I've been reading the Facebook and I've been reading the Twitter. And it did seem like it was coming from both Muslims and non-Muslims. And, you know, and do you feel like, does it bother you more when it's coming from an Islamic person than a non-Islamic person? Or is it just like a pain in the ass all around?
My thing is, as far as the Muslim aspect, and I try to be respectful, I really try. And I've said, if you don't understand the crowns or the scarf that I wear, how heavy that is. You're supposed to smile no matter what people say, because it's sunnah, it's a proper thing to do. You're not supposed to talk about somebody behind their back and backbite, because it's a proper thing to do. For right. Every good deed you do, it gets you closer to heaven. It is hard, me being in the industry that I'm in, even as a teacher, I can talk about both industries, and deal with that weight on me. People don't understand how hard that is. I went to work finally on Wednesday, and my boss, the principal, came to me and said, how do you feel? We ready? I said, I don't even know who I am today. And that's a big thing for me being me. I have a thick skin, but I sat there for 2-3 days and thought about every single message. And I said, I do the right things. I give. I do good deeds. I've always served my community. I've always served kids. I've always tried. You know, I mean, there's some people who don't give a damn. They just go for the money. I don't teach for the money. But I've always tried to do good things. I've tried to be the best person, best Muslim I could be. And all you could think to say is, oh, you saw my cleavage. And, oh, you saw this. And, oh, you saw that. At the end of the day, I don't pretend to be anything. You need to worry about those brothers and sisters who pretend. I know a lot of brothers, and I can name their names, too. And I know a lot of sisters, and I can name their names, too. But I won't food, drink, smoke, have premarital sex, eat pork, all kind of stuff. I don't do none of that.
Right.
But you got the nerve to turn around and judge me. It's hard for me. It's very hard for me to live where I live, do what I do, and be who I am. It's a hard thing. And when I got to work Wednesday, I actually said to them, I don't even know who I am today. And they said, like, are you the Joy Lane or not? And they were telling me to joke. I said, that's not what I mean. I mean, what am I supposed to present myself as here today in front of children?
Right.
And teach them good for this bullshit and try to tell them everybody in this world is going to be good to you if you're good to them. And I just felt like I couldn't do that. So I worked all day, and we learned time, and we learned how to be outfit backwards. At the end of the day, one of my students from last year came to me, and she said, how you doing? I said, hey. She said, you don't look like yourself. I said, I had a rough day. She gave me a hug, and she said, I still love you. And I said, baby, you know what? It's going to be all right. I came in the next day, I was back to my old self, and I said, I'm not going to let this define who I am or what I do or let people take me out of what I know I am. I know who I am. I've always known who I was. And I've never tried to pretend. It's those people who need that safe space, the people you need to worry about, not me. I've always done the same thing. You can check my history. Like I said, I served my country in the Navy. I served my community. I worked for a fucking maximum security men's prison. I've taught for 10 years. I've served the children, our future. And you got the nerve and audacity to talk about me. Man, fuck you with 2 crooked, pink, uncircumcised dicks.
No. Not the uncut.
She's going in.
Uncut.
She is going in.
Now I'm back to me. She's... Now I'm back to me. And people are like, okay.
She's like, come here with your aunt, eat a dick.
I had to happen. I'm sorry. Now they're at least a month. And I was a monster before, but I'm a monster now. I don't care. I'm cutting throats, and I don't mean it in that way. But I'm not taking no wooden nickels, and I'm not taking no shorts. I'm not. because people have decided to make a joke out of me. They decided to play me. They decided to question my character, who I am. I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me. Not never. So I'm back on who I am. I know who I am. 110%. So come at me. See what happens.
And just briefly, for the people that are watching, we have Mike Vincent and James Murphy that just joined us.
What's going on, guys?
You guys just came in the middle of Joy kind of talking about what her experience has been the last week, because she shares the name as Steve Stevens, the Facebook killer's ex-girlfriend. And I think that it's just... It's maddening that people would do this. Like, you know, there's just so much tragedy that's happened. Like, I'm the real Joy Lane, Steve Stevens. He's since killed himself. The poor man that was just an innocent walking on the street in the wrong place at the wrong time on Easter. He just spent time with his family, and the family that has to deal with that, Joy's family that has to deal with
that. That's what I was also thinking about. Is our Joy Lane, that has the actual to deal real Joy Lane.
Yeah. Right.
What is she going through if this is like not the real Joy Lane getting all this? Like,
No offense. And I don't know that woman.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll be wrong for saying this later, but I'm not wrong for saying this now. When it happened and her name came out, the police put her in protective custody. That's what she was. She put her little Facebook messages out and then closed her page. Then closed her page again.
Right.
I don't have that luxury. Part of my livelihood comes from what I do. I feel like, honestly, it should have been. If you have questions or concerns, direct your stuff to who I am or who she was,
right,
not to me. I feel like she saw what was going on. I don't blame her for what he did, but she saw what was going on. And she had that cushion. She had that buffer. She had that luxury.
Right.
I didn't have that.
Yeah,
and I still don't have that.
Yeah, I mean, in a way,
I don't like concerning her.
Yeah.
I understand you have to protect yourself. She has children. I don't have any small children. So I get that end of it, too. But I really don't like the fact when she did her statement, it wasn't, hey, this is what's going on.
Right.
This is in reference to me. I'm in police protective. I'm doing okay. And then that would alleviate some of it on all the other Joy Lanes or all the other Joy Lanes that are professionals out there who had to go through this.
Did you have any contact with the other Joy Lanes? Like, did you guys, like, reach out? I feel like there should be, like, a Joy Lane support group right now. Like, the Heathers.
You should start.
There was one girl, she was a Caucasian girl, Joy Lane. She hit me up and she said, I got a couple of jokes from my family members, but it's not like yours, because apparently she went to my page and looked. And me and the other Joy Lane, the Stevens Joy Lane, we're both African-American, we're both fairer skinned. And I think that's why a lot of it was lumped on to me, because once she turned her page off,
right,
it was only, I was the only one that was African-American,
right,
and had lighter skin that was out there.
Right.
The Caucasian one was more like, my family member's been making jokes, but that's it. I'm real sorry about what's happening. And I wrote her back and I said, hey, you ain't got nothing to do with it. I understand. Thank
you. I mean, it's like, in a way, you're absorbing this whole thing going on with social media. Anything involved with it, you're getting it. You're taking it on. And that's
exactly.
That's the crazy part.
I mean, when Inside Edition hit me up.
Yeah.
And we did an interview. We actually did a Skype interview.
Oh, wow.
They got it all down. And they were about to air it. And Stevens fucked me again. Not literally.
Not literally, but figuratively.
Technically, McDonald's fucked him over.
Big punk, too large sandwich eating ass. Kill yourself, my dude. You couldn't wait 2 fucking hours.
Yeah, give at least something, right? Fuck.
Your ass wasn't hungry.
Oh, man.
Killing people makes you hungry.
Yeah.
So now.
It ain't made his ass that hungry.
Now, I got it.
I'm so mad.
I've got a question that's off topic from the you know, you having your name. But on topic, current event wise, because you have said that you worked in corrections. And yes. Now, about this Aaron Hernandez business.
Yes.
So now, apparently they're saying that he was in a single cell. He killed himself. Some reports say that he wrote John 3:16 on his forehead in blood. Some are saying it's a marker. Some reports say he had blood all over the walls, soap on the floor, and had three suicide letters. One to his fiance, one to his daughter, and one to his gay lover in prison. Like, how does he pull all of this off? And they're also saying that they think that he had smoked K2 before he killed himself. Like, is this common?
Right, because how does he get K2?
What type of prison was he in? That's the answer to your question.
Max.
Because he was in Atlanta prison. Any prison in Atlanta, he done smoked the whole damn arsenal of drugs that they have. They get it all in. If he's in a medium security camp where they got jobs and they leave during the day, it's a possibility. If he was in a maximum security federal anything, hell to the motherfucking no. Yeah. It didn't happen.
He was
they get 1 hour out to shower and wreck, and that's it. Yeah. And they're watched. So, I mean, I used to tell my inmates, listen, if you don't want 10 extra years on your sentence, don't give me no motherfucking problem.
Right.
I mean, and they would look at me and go, yes, ma'am. They go on to their business. I leave them alone. They leave me alone. I still was watching. I still watch them. I look up on the tier. I look on the cameras. But you can't be everywhere at all times. It all depends what kind of prison he was in.
He was in a maximum security prison in Massachusetts. And they said he was locked in at 8 p.m. They found him at 3 a.m. They said that he had blocked the door with objects. But then when they showed a photo of the cell, it looks like a steel bed, a toilet, and a sink. Like, what objects is he blocking this door with?
The thing that I wonder with the whole situation...
He only blocked it with his mattress, which they could take your mattress from you any time if you're on suicide watch. And they give you a yellow, fibrous, cloth blanket. They would take everything. It was stripped from, if he was on suicide watch, they would strip him completely naked.
He wasn't on suicide watch, but he had been on suicide watch at one point.
Yeah, he was not on suicide watch. But he also, they're saying that he hung himself from a window, and this dude is, fucking massive.
How is that possible?
How are you hanging yourself from a window that's shorter than you?
He was still affiliated with gangs playing for the NFL, playing for the Patriots. So I don't know when you take that to, when you're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Maybe someone knew. They didn't want him around, too. I don't know.
Right. What were you saying, Joy?
Well, my peoples, you've answered your question yourself. He is not the father. That is a motherfucking impossibility. But they're going to pay me to be what they want it to be. You know how the system works.
Right.
You know how the system works. They're going to make it what they want it to be.
Right.
I was a correctional officer long enough to know that there's certain things you do and you don't do. You're supposed to check your inmates every hour. Every hour, not from 8 to 3, if those are the numbers. Not from 8 to 3, somebody wasn't doing their motherfucking job. I'm quite sure they're going to make it out to be something else. But jealousy and envy makes people do all kinds of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not directing that at the inmates in that prison because it was maximum security. There's no reason that other inmates should have been with him. I mean, even with O.J. Simpson, even with Lil Wayne, when they were arrested, they were separated and segregated from everyone else.
Right.
So I will say this again. Since they were separated and segregated from everybody else during the duration of their stay, how did he get these materials? How did he do these things?
Right.
Like I said, they're going to make it out to be whatever it's supposed to be. Again, highly educated, not stupid. And y'all not stupid either.
Yeah.
But they're going to make it say whatever they want it to say.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
Well, I just wanted to ask an expert because, I had my Spidey senses went up the first time I heard it, And now that's like, oh, he had K2 and he had 3 suicide letters. And then he wrote his name like a Bible verse in blood. No, now it's red marker. But there was blood on the walls. But no, now there's not blood on the walls. But there was something blocking the door. But no, now there's not something blocking the door.
It changes just, based on convenience.
Right. So fishy. So fishy.
Yeah. But thank you for calling in, Joy. Thank you for your service to the United States of America. Your service to the children. I know that... you know, you got a lot going on. Hopefully these people will find something else to do other than harass you and your family. And I'm really sorry that all of this is going on with you right now. I know that you kind of been bombarded by social media right now. So I don't know that you want to plug anything because you might not want people places. What was that?
Hooray. Did you not hear me say you're not going to lead the way you came?
That's right.
Okay. So, girl, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I am the wonderful and illustrious motherfucking Joy Lane, the one and only God's favorite, Allah's favorite, because you don't know what I've been through. I got a show coming up next weekend in Rochester, New York.
Yeah.
Who's next? I'm going to win. Everybody else, you might as well not even show the fuck up. Yeah. Hey, it is what it
you
is. I'm going to win. It is what it is. Veterans for Veterans, which is my comedy company,
nice. Is
actually doing some shows coming up this summer. We're still trying to do the tour. We haven't done a tour since 2015, but we're trying to do it again. We did Hill Air Force Base. Awesome. We did Armstrong Atlantic State University, and we did the Naval Base in Mayport, Florida. I'm trying to do it again this summer if everything works out right. So Veterans for Veterans will be back, and please believe, I'm splitting your motherfucking head open.
Yeah,
it's coming at
Joy,
you,
Joy
and
closed
I hope
down.
You come to laugh. Don't come with that bullshit. I hope you come in to laugh.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
All right.
Thanks for calling in. Be safe and beware anybody that's coming at Joy because she is going to destroy you. And we're going to take a quick break, you guys. And please join us in a few minutes. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. I'm Marissa Smith. We'll be right back.
I'm glad to be back. Yes, I heard that news from Yeah, big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Big talking brewskis. Marissa Smith is who you see. What a cooler combo in here. Crack a cold one, we're on the air. Kicking back, having a few beers, we're chatting. Pull up your chair, we're all relaxing. Any subject, we never dismiss. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith. Comedy, sex, relationships, more. Any subject, we got it in store. Big talking brewskis is coming in live. Crack one open, Marissa has arrived. Big talking brewskis with Marissa Smith.
Hey guys, welcome back. This is Big Talkin' Brewskis. I'm Marissa Smith. We've got Rodney Daniels with us.
What's up, guys? Hi, I'm Rodney Daniels.
We've got James Murphy with us. And we have Mike Vincent with us.
I got an air horn. What's going on?
We've got air horn, you guys.
I love it. It's delicious.
Sweaty beers.
So, Mike, how have you been?
I have been doing well, thanks. I've been doing all right. How have you been? What's going on with you?
I've been good. I've been good. Hitting up the apps, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's why we were late. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay.
We were swiping right on the west side.
Did you swipe right to love?
Maybe. I don't really know. I swipe right to something. Depression, love. It's a very fine line. I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm on Bumble, I'm on Tinder, and I'm on OkCupid.
Okay.
They sound like drugs. Anyways, I'm on. Yeah. What are you? Are you doing the swiperoonie?
Yeah. So I've been swiping left lately, but I'm on Tinder, Bumble, and OkCupid. I used to be on Happn, but Happn is like...
Not happening. It's not happening.
Happn is not happening. Oh, Roddy knows. I don't know if you guys know Happn at all, but like Happn, it's an app that tells you like how many times you happen to cross paths with people. And it gets real creepy real fast.
Right.
It gets real creepy real fast.
Sure.
So it's like as soon as I see him like passing from, like I'm passing somebody like five times or more, I'm like, I need to block them.
Well, of course.
Like that's now my stalker.
Well, you know what happened, right? Match took over Happn because Match has that feature now.
That's right.
Has that feature where you're able to like see, oh, you've ran into this person so many different times. Like,
now it's Happn.
You guys should be a match Happn, right?
Yeah. So now, Rodney, are you on any apps?
I'm on Grindr.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
So now, how do you?
That's the gay version of Tinder.
Okay.
So if you don't swipe right or swipe left, it's like literally like. How close you are, it's like that person, like in proximity, say like 1 mile away or like 2,000 feet away, 55 feet away. You're like,
it'll
oh,
get
shit.
Up to feet.
Yeah,
because like if you,
yeah, if you do it right, it gets up to inches.
That's his bio.
It's like, it's like I am now inside of you.
Right? You're 8 inches inside.
Right? It's also a GPS.
Now, are there other like gay apps other than Grindr?
Yeah, I'm on Jacked, Adam for Adam.
What's Jacked?
It's not as like radius conscious as like Grindr, but it's the same thing, just like guys.
And Adam.
No, you don't have to be jacked.
I would be
jacked.
So, if I had to use that, I'd be so self-conscious.
Like, jacked.
It's like, I'm shape not before jacked. I can
right. Scruff. That's another scruff. One. Scruff.
Scruff?
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
Scruffs are for, like, bears. Bear type of guys.
Oh, but, like, if you want... What if you want to, like, find a beer? Like, do you go on Scruff to find a beer? Like, or do you have to be a beer to go on Scruff?
I mean, well, usually bears like other bears, or like bears like cubs. Bears don't usually like twinks. Am I like speaking like in a gay language right now?
No, I know what it is. So, It's so
okay,
now,
so okay, yeah,
okay,
yes,
explain
yes,
a, yes,
a little bear.
Okay, so like a bear is like a guy that's like over 6 feet and hairy and usually has like a beard. Right. A cub is like me because like I'm shorter, I'm 5'7", but I'm also hairy, so I'm kind of like a cub.
Like a
okay.
Cub.
Right. Like, you know, kind of, but like a twink is like hairless Japanese nobody.
Okay.
Like,
do they have that to be, would be Japanese?
Like a, I mean, well, that's traditionally, like, you know, Japanese Asians are usually
okay.
Like
so
twinks.
Asians are usually twinks.
Asians are usually twinks for
so
the most part.
So it's just basically
part.
No
shot
booty.
Sorry, there are some Asians that are jacked.
Okay.
And they're probably on jacks.
And so now jacks just sounds like what it is. They're just like, you know, buff dudes.
I mean, well, it's like, I mean, there are some buff dudes, but usually that's where like all the like the gay guys are. Like,
oh, and jacked. Yeah. Okay.
Street version of Grindr called Blender.
Okay, here's where it's my problem is with that. I feel like that's really weird because, you know, women always have this, like, women can get raped. Men, for the most part, are not gonna, like, be raping each other. But with Blender, that's, like, a possibility.
I'm not
like,
even on, like, I didn't even know Blender was an option.
Yeah.
Well, Blender is more, it will be more specifically to hook up because you're looking, you get on and you see who's in your area. You're just like,
exactly.
Oh, wow, this guy has to be, what, 3,000 feet away? That's like within the next like two
well,
or three
you know,
blocks.
Even with, like, even with Bumble or even with Tinder, if I see that someone, they're like, oh, you're like 0.8 miles away, I'll be like, they're going to kill me. They're here. They're here right now.
Like,
even
Blender,
that freaks me out.
We think completely different.
It's like, but it's like Blender for like working girls? Because like maybe working girls want to know how close they are.
No, that's a good point. Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
Like I would
know.
Think that's a good like social media tool to like get new clients.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
I don't know.
Is there a working girl app?
Oh, there's like sugar daddies is kind of like I would say that like whatever sugar daddy apps would be like, you know, your quasi working girl apps.
I mean, look, I mean even for like Instagram models and, you know, take this in a completely different direction. They'll make apps. I mean, they'll make profiles on Tinder and on Instagram and, I mean, on Bumble. And they have no intention of going on a date with you. They just want you to follow them. And it's genius. It's great marketing because guys are like, oh, my God, we matched? You care about me? Of course.
I'll follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, no, they have no intention. They're married. They have no intention of...
I mean, there are escorts on Grindr.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you see, like, the roses, like...
Okay.
Little symbol.
So, like, how many dollars does each rose represent?
I don't know. I blocked those guys instantly.
Okay.
I get dick for free.
I found my first guy, like, straight guy escort on, like, Tinder. And, like, he was, like, a stripper. And then he was just kind of like, oh, like, you know, good time, yada, yada. Like, looking for a generous lady. Like, I was just like, oh, generous. Okay, I see where this is going.
He wants you to hold the door for him.
That's the code. Generous is the code for...
You know, pay my rent. So now, Murph, are you on any apps? Talk more in the
there's
mic.
There's one called Zeus. It's run by some Russian mobster. It's really sketchy. I actually met someone...
Leaving
and missing somebody that I've actually already met once before.
Yeah.
No success. You know, after all this time, she liked me after like 3 months. It's like I'm like a virus. It took a long time.
Murph and I will joke around. Murph and I will joke around. We'll both be like swiping on Tinder, and he'll be like, "I have. You gotta see who I. You gotta see some of these characters."
Won't you look at me?
The sausage lady wants Murph.
Her cover shot is her with a fork with two sausages, not just one.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a, like, I can get it done. I can eat breakfast.
It was an obvious super like. from the start.
You didn't believe me at first. So
wait.
You it to
what? It's only two sausages.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, she's just like.
No, yeah. No. One fork, two sausages.
Oh. So, just so like, she's like.
What kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I've seen a lot of pictures where their X is cropped out and you see a piece of arm.
Yeah.
And they're
that's like
off
a goop
center.
Shot. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just back crop. You know, I don't want to throw that away. I'll just crop out hanging, you know. The sausage one. And the one he's talking about, why won't you look at me? It was just a classic.
Yeah.
She was actually in motion with like those little bags, like if you're an airline stewardess. You
okay.
Little rolling bags, and it was like she. Had
it was a power shot, like in motion shot.
I'm a girl on the go. Like, you couldn't take it as a
right. Like I mean, hey, she's a flight attendant. You know, you already know. Like okay.
It's just like she's got.
But she. It was a security. Don't lie. It was a security camera. Image. Yeah.
She's got places to go and.
But see,
to sit.
That's my thing. Is I don't like to show like other like gay guys, like the guys I'm talking to on Grindr. Like I'm like really possessive about that because I don't want to like.
Mike and I are Mike's catalog is fantasy.
I fucked them all.
Yeah, no, you can't. You gotta. I read profile. I'm a reader.
I was on Tinder for like
not all the
second,
time.
Like the gay version, and I was just swiping right on everybody because I just felt like you know, fuck it, somebody's gonna swipe right on me eventually because I'm gonna just come up on their feed.
Yeah, sure.
It's a numbers game.
I'll often just swipe, but every now and then I'm like, well, let's let me see what's going on. And sometimes the bios will be horrifying, and the pictures will be like of a very like of a beautiful woman that if you didn't read the bio, you'd have swiped right on. But sometimes the bio.
I love Trump.
Yeah, the bio. Yeah, exactly. The bio. Left. Oh yeah.
Faster.
Yeah. One, yeah. At the end of one, I was like, she seems cute. And the Bob was like, we're going to make America great again. I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn. All the way at the end. Like, that's a trick. You got to read the whole thing all the way to the end.
Oh,
yeah. Then they're going to say, make America great again.
I know.
You're like,
I know.
So, like, in my profile, I try to prepare the guy to know that I'm not a vegan. I'm not into vegan shit. Like, don't come over here with your vegetable eating ass. And so
it's like, a link to this podcast.
You know what I mean? And so, like, basically in my profile, I say if you don't like cheese, beer, or bacon, we're not going to go along.
Nice.
Which I think is a funny, cute way to be like, hey,
yeah,
I'm not
I
a
like
vegetarian.
To drink, I'm not
I like
a vegetarian.
To,
right.
I like to eat, like,
yeah,
pork.
And I'm
like,
funny.
I'm,
right,
you know,
right,
I'm
right.
Trying to be playful. And so, like, yesterday on Bumble, I had two guys respond to this. One guy is like, I'm not really into bacon. I'm Muslim. And I was like, okay. And then he unmatched me. And then another guy.
And he felt the need to take time out of his day to tell you that and then
just,
unmatch you?
Yeah, it's like, don't answer it. Like, just don't
That's
answer
another
it.
Thing. Don't answer it.
Like, I don't need to know that you're Muslim and that you like bacon. And I wasn't making any judgments about that. And to be honest, that was a joke, although I'm still going to eat bacon. You don't have to eat bacon, but
right.
Be prepared that I will eat it in front of you.
Yeah.
But then another guy, like, I had messaged him on Bumble, and he's just like, I'm not into beer, sorry. And then he, like, sends that message. I say, okay. He also unmatched me.
People take what you put in your bio very seriously, and it's, I don't know, I mean, I guess we're all kind of guilty of it to some extent, but it gets weird when people rather hold you accountable for everything right before getting to even know you than versus just getting to know you.
Right.
It's some weird shit. I can't explain it. I had one girl, I matched with her on OkCupid, and I didn't have much of a bio at that time because, and I actually deleted it for a while because I thought, I want to get to know someone. If you're interested, let's have a conversation. I'm not going to throw my whole life out there. Let's get to know each other, you know? If you want to write a cold bio, that's cool. I'll read it. But I'm not going to put a ton of stuff on here. Right. So I match with this girl. We start talking. She starts to tell me a little bit about herself, and she goes, "So tell me about you." So I start to tell her a little bit about myself, and she goes, "You know what? Everything you just told me right now, you should put in your bio. And you should do it right now before you talk to me any further, because I'm not going out with you until you like edit your bio and this like that." And she starts giving me, I'm like, first of all, did I hire someone to write my bios?
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
B, the whole point is to get off of this shit anyways. And so you want me to write my bio so I can like present
find
it to
other
like,
women.
Other
yeah.
women? Like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And oh, there's like a picture of me with my niece. Yes, I took a picture with a child to reproduce a picture of me with a kid. It's not really my niece. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I lied. And by the way, I lied.
Right, you picked the kid up like at Central Park and decided to take a picture with it.
Yeah,
like, it's like you can't gave take a the
picture
parents
with
your kid. Like
$5. But my, like, all right, my whole point is, if it's in your bio, it must be true. You know, like get out of here.
No, Wikipedia.
Yes. Oh, it's ridiculous.
People are like crazy.
People are nuts.
Yeah. And how long do you guys wait before you tell people that you're a comic?
I tell them right in the beginning, which is probably why things are going the way they are.
I know, I'd be feeling that way too. Yeah.
I have it in my bio.
Oh.
So like, because I kind of feel like straight guys are not into female comics. And so I just, and I just kind of feel like I think men would be more accepting if I told them I was a stripper than telling them that I'm a comic.
What do you think it is? Do you think it's an intimidation factor? Do you think it's, I mean, because I don't understand it. I don't understand it because we do the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
But have you ever dated a female comic?
I've tried. They don't want to go out with me.
But so like
shocking.
I'm just kidding.
So I think that for laymen, you know, like civilians,
right.
That they kind of feel like humor and comedy is like a masculine trait.
I see, like an overpowering, like
yeah. So like, and then like being a female comedian is kind of like emasculating them in some way, and then the other thing that I
could see
a lot,
it. I don't understand it, but I could see it.
I could see that.
Yeah,
you know, and so like the other thing I get a lot is like, oh, so are you gonna tell jokes about me
every single time?
Right, Rodney feels me.
Right,
yeah.
So, he understands.
So when we have sex, you're gonna write about it. Like,
well, I think.
Well,
I think
like, are you doing?
Is it gonna be
stupid?
Really bad? Right.
Yeah.
Or is it gonna be really good?
What kind of comic are you? Are you like a Jerry Seinfeld comic? That's what I got one night.
It's like,
what?
Yeah,
it's what's the deal with grapes? What's wrong with having sex with this woman?
The deal about airports is,
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, because, like, it's just weird. And, it, you know, something, like, as a comic, yes. We are writing jokes about you. But if we care about you, we're not going to actually say anything that's going to be insulting or
but
humiliating.
We could.
Right. Until we don't care.
When we don't care, that's when all that shit that we've been writing for months comes out. Like, my rule is that I will tell, you know, neutral or flattering jokes about somebody I'm in a relationship with while I'm in that relationship.
Sure.
And then the second I break up with them, all that shit that I've been writing that I know that we probably would break up if I said it on stage, that's all the shit I'm telling. So, like, don't do stupid shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We don't have anything to write about.
It's the same thing, even if you weren't a comic. That stuff's still being said to someone somewhere, probably. So
it's usually
whatever.
At a happy hour,
right.
You know,
and
like 4 margaritas microphone. In. Who remembers?
Yeah. Well, Murph and I were talking a little bit about this the other day about, like, a lot of women write, they want a funny guy, right? It's like, I want a funny guy. But if you put down that you're a comic, all of a sudden, I don't know if it's that you're too funny. Maybe the incrimination factor. I don't really know what it is, but like, you look for a funny guy, and then if you write a funny line or something, it all of a sudden is like, oh no, that's not that kind of funny.
I think that's like the whole professional thing, right? So like, I feel like everybody wants somebody that is into sex, but you don't want a professional into sex, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want somebody that's like,
that's a good
point. Oh, like, I'm an escort, or I'm a dominatrix,
because they're making other people laugh.
I make myself laugh every night.
You know, it's like you can only make the person that you're in a relationship with laugh. It's kind of like you're going to be like if you're with somebody and they're like giving all the orgasms to someone else. Like, you know.
Yeah, sure. I think that's a really good point. That's probably very close to what's happening.
Yeah.
Right. I usually wait until like after we hook up.
Oh, okay.
Before you start giving them jokes?
Yeah. Before I even tell them I'm a comedian. Oh, yeah. So I got a second job.
Oh, he's a genius. He's a genius. I'm going to give Rodney my phone. He's going to give my apps a makeover.
They already came. They busted a nut. We had a great time. So then, and you're funny.
Yeah. Like
he pulls out a mic and an amp. Anyways. What's the deal with busting nuts?
Like, why do you call it a nut buster? Did anybody's nut actually bust?
That could be messy.
Right? It's like somebody's going to end up in the hospital.
Rodney's the Seinfeld of sex jokes. What's the deal with this?
I'm worried, though, about not having it in my my profile, just because, like, I feel like it's a lot of explaining to do to somebody later. Like, you know, if someone's like, oh, hey, like, you want to go out to dinner Friday? No, yeah. Sorry, I can't. Why? I have obligations. Oh, how about this Saturday? Sorry, I've got something to do. And then they're just going to think that I'm, like, dating somebody else. It's like, no, my boyfriend is comedy.
Isn't it weird? It's so much worse.
I've seen a lot of it.
And they're bringing five people. I'm expecting multiples.
I mean, some nights I'm seeing two people. Some nights I could be seeing up to 200 people. Who the hell knows?
And it's always on stage. The thing that's weird about that to me, it's kind of like, you know, you try to be honest from the start because you think that that's great. Like, that whole honesty is the best policy type of thing. But then you're like, oh, no, lying makes us so much better. So much better. You know, you're like, I work in advertisement. I don't know. You know, like, I don't know. You're right, though. I feel that way sometimes where I'm like, am I hurting myself? But you're being honest. You're being who you are.
Right. But, right. But you don't know how, like, when you tell people that, what their perception of it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but then are they going to be put off because they feel like you've been lying to them? Because I've had a lot of men lie to me and I'm always put off by it.
Lois Lane was more attracted to Clark Kent when she found out he was Superman. So what I'm saying is I'm a nerd and I haven't had sex in a very long time. That's what that analogy is supposed to mean. No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but I was thinking of comics.
That makes sense. Like, you know,
Rodney's riffing.
They're like, okay, I feel you. They think they're like, okay, like you just have this regular job, and then you find out like, oh, actually, yeah. Really, I'm a comic. That's why I kind of pull it out later.
Sometimes, you know what I think? I think you got to be yourself because there are so many characters on these things that you meet alone, and you're like, no, I'm normal. Like, I am normal. Like, have you guys encountered any kind of particular craziness?
Because I sure
as hell have.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I? Okay, so I'm going to share with you guys a crazy message that I got from a dude.
This is not going well so far.
He sent this message. It says, before I hit you up with something generic and borderline sexist, do you have a problem with small genitalia?
Oh, give her an air horn. Can we get an air horn, please?
You're lying.
Ronnie, am I lying?
Oh, my God. Because you said you were a comic. That was his attempt at a joke.
Was he joking, or does he just have an abnormally small penis? Because I'm not a pedophile. I'm not into baby dick.
But see, that's the whole gamble you got to take when you put your comic up front.
Right,
he's trying his own shit out on you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what that was.
It's an open mic.
Yeah, he was like, you're open mic.
His opening joke would be about his small genitalia.
You just blocked him!
I didn't even answer. I just blocked him.
That was his way of being funny.
Who is this little dick weirdo?
That's his actual.
Don't be hitting me up with little dick.
Marissa isn't being mean. I'm looking at her phone. That's actually his handle name. Little dick weirdo.
It's like
she should have known.
Dick 455.
With a name like Little Dick Weirdo.
Baby Dick.
Hey, baby, my name's Little Dick Weirdo. You want to get crazy? Hope you got a magnifying glass. You're barely going to see it.
Oh, my God.
I get self-conscious about that, though. Cause like
I just came. Anybody got half of a Kleenex? Because it can't carry that much.
It's like, all I need is a cotton ball. But, like, it's
they call
weird.
Me Glue Stick McGraw. Actually, glue sticks are pretty big in girth.
Yeah, I think Tic Tac Terry. But like,
that's his wrestling name.
But, like, it's... So I've got small hands, even for a lady. I got small hands.
Trump small, or...
mine are probably smaller than Trump. So, like, I always feel awkward when a guy mentions, like, oh, I like your hands. They're so small.
What?
And, like, the strangest comment I've ever gotten, it's like,
that's
weird. Oh.
That's some serial killer shit.
The serial killer shit, your hands are almost childlike.
Ooh.
That's it's, really weird.
It's like, like the small hands, when they're like, oh, I like your hands, they're so small. I immediately think, oh, they got a small dick. They're thinking, oh, my dick's going to look so huge in these little hands. But then when they're like childlike, I'm like, oh, wow. You're a pedo.
Oh, you should
you're
be in
total
jail.
Pedo.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, where's Chris Hansen when you need him?
Hello, I'm Chris Hansen. Would you like some lemonade? Maybe some cookies?
It's like my hands are like a
I couldn't help but notice your hands
operation.
Are quite big.
Wait, so you didn't come here to meet a 14-year-old?
You know what we found in your tractor trailer? We found Entenmann's and condoms. Can you explain?
I love a crumb donut.
Anyways, I love a crumb donut.
So Murph, what's like people. The strangest thing anybody's ever messaged you in an app?
I got a series of pictures from a girl, and it was the pictures themselves. The first one, she's standing looking angry in a warehouse.
Okay.
The second picture, she was standing with her hand on a wheelchair, and there was a guy in the wheelchair, and I thought, well, maybe she works with the handicap. But the third picture was of her brother's car. She wasn't in it. It was just a picture of the car. I didn't understand. Maybe they had a 3-photo minimum. That's all that was left.
It was a story.
My
she's taking...
The stick is empty. And she wanted me to meet her parents on the first date.
Okay. Did you have to bring a sheep with you?
I thought of it. I never missed out on that.
Yeah. He's here. He's alive. That's how you know.
Like 15-20-year-old photos.
They scan them?
I guess, because I met this woman and she was outside her apartment and I knew the address and I drove by and I'm like, you know, and I had to print a picture. So we're meeting in the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go by, and then I'm like, people ask her. Her first line to me, and I invited her to dinner.
Yeah.
Right.
She looked at me and she said, "You're gonna be mad at me." That was the first line ever. And she goes, "That was my high school." She didn't look high school age. I'm far from high school age.
Right.
That's crazy.
Okay. And I said, you know what? Fine, maybe she's in a bad place. Let's go to prison.
Oh, that was diplomatic.
I've never been in prison, but I would imagine this is how you eat in prison.
But I
put your arms out to protect her from intruders grabbing at your chicken or whatever.
That's funny.
And she ate aggressively at this restaurant. It was a pretty nice place. I wanted to go there, you know, and oh, it was a
nightmare.
Then she invited me in. And I'm a comic. We'll risk our lives for this. So I went in, and then I wanted to get out. I wanted to leave. And she was very religious. So I started kind of not necessarily bashing the religion, but the idea of it. I went, I have a lot of Catholic school angst in my
life. Okay.
They started attacking the religion thing. She eventually threw me out, but not before showing me her breast pump, which
She just had a baby?
She had a breast pump for some other reason. I don't know exactly.
Whoa.
That sounds like kinky weird shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Into kinky weird shit?
No, I had dinner. I thought the dinner experience was lovely.
You were a little bloated?
Do you see what I mean, though? Do you see what I mean, though? You're not... Say what you want to say about yourself and be you, because there are people like that out there. Yeah. That's crazy.
With a breast
weird.
I don't mention it comically, but I have a
you don't have it on your
picture. Is standing with a microphone on stage. And people now ask if you're a comic. Are you a singer? I just don't answer. I like the illusion of a singer.
Yeah.
Better than reality.
Oh, okay.
You should say that you're... That's true, like some kind of band.
Because I do have...
What would your band name be? Or what would your, like, your name be?
In the band?
You gotta come up with a band name.
Motocross.
More like Motorbones.
Britsky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine.
I've gotten tell me a joke as the first opening line.
Yeah.
And then I'll get into, like, I don't know, I'll be like, and I'll, like, say something that I think might be interesting or something that happened that day. And then you don't hear back. And then you're like, I guess I won't be performing that this evening. It's an open mic.
My go-to for that is I'm off the clock.
Yeah.
Hello. That's exactly what I say.
Yeah.
Or are you banging?
It's like, oh, you know, like, why don't you come to a show?
It is very...
Right.
It is very... I don't think
you understand what I do.
I always feel when I get that line, there is something very Dance Monkey Dance about it. Yeah. You know, you're kind of
every
like...
Every time.
And you're just kind of like, well, I don't know. That's not how it really works, you know?
I mean, but that's not just like on dates. It's just like when you meet people in general and you tell them, like... I'm a comic, like, tell me a joke.
Pay
me some money.
Yeah, it's like, would you ask a cardiologist to take your heart out? Like,
I got a joke for you.
You're real serious right there. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you say you're a cardiologist, got a heart right here. Why don't you take it out, bruh?
Why don't you take it out? Show me what you do. Make me laugh. Laugh immediately.
Right now. Yeah. Dance, monkey, dance.
That's how I feel.
It is. Yeah.
I had a scenario similar to that where I matched with a girl. I went on a date with a woman, and she was completely nothing like the person I was talking to in the pictures. Photoshopped completely. She created a new human being. Went on a date with her.
When that happens, do you like... leave automatically, or do you just like...
Yeah, no, so here's the deal. I was like, all right, listen, I don't want this to be awkward. We'll go to drink. I'm going to be a nice guy about it. And then that's it. So we got a drink, and that was it. So anyways, I woke up in a cardboard box, and I had to change my name.
Right, because enough drinks, and they start to look like the person.
Yeah.
I was like, can I hold the phone up next to your face as the pictures of your profile?
Now you and Tina are expecting a little bundle of joy.
Anyways, guys, I'm married.
Now, Ronnie, what's like the strangest message that anybody sent you?
Because now it's gonna get real raunchy. Because like in the gay world,
get it?
It's out of control.
All right, good.
Fisting, like pictures of like guys like with their buttholes, like a whole like arm, like all the way up to here. Like, hey, are you into this? No, I'm not. Blocked. Wait, or I've gotten guys
do they expect you to be the receiver?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I don't want to be the receiver. I don't want to be
like
the one doing it. No. Ill.
Yeah.
And then I get other ones like, like I'm in this hotel room. You want to come and piss on me? No. No. Blocked. Like, I'm good with that, too. Like,
absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Like.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah. That's the whole thing with the gay spectrum. Like, you get, like, these, like... Because, you know, for some guys, it's, like, exotic and, like, weird. And they have, like, wives and, like... They just, like, for, like, guys
doing
to piss on them or
stuff.
Something. Weird shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's, like... Sorry, bruh.
not
my into thing. That. Right?
Yeah, no, not into that at all.
Talk about weird. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's an immediate, like, you know. Yeah.
You know what I find interesting, no matter what app you're on? I mean, there definitely is a, like, a safety factor involved with a lot of these things, too, because, you know, a lot of guys, I'll match with a robot sometimes, or I'll match with someone that I know is definitely, like, a hacker or something, mm-hmm. or maybe someone who wants to, like, rob you or something. You don't know. I mean, you gotta be, you really, the reality of the situation is you definitely have to be careful, because yeah. there are some real sketchy folks out
there. I got into a situation a couple of weeks, like, a couple of months ago, where, yeah. like, I was hooking up with this guy. Go to his house. He's, like, around the corner. Seems perfectly normal. Get there. Yeah. We're hooking up. He's giving me head, and all of a sudden, his boyfriend comes in.
Get the hell out.
Yeah, and his boyfriend's like, oh, what the fuck? He, like, opens up the door, and, like, it's like, what the fuck? And, like, then, like, the guy hops up, like, slams the door, like, goes out and talks to him. Meanwhile, I'm, like, trying to get my pants on. Like, yeah. oh, shit. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get my ass kicked
before somebody starts stabbing people.
How does... What are code words for, like, hooking up for you? Like, what is, like, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, what are, like, certain things? Because there's certain indicators for let's say, like, Tinder or Bumble, where they're, like, hang out or things like that, that are more open-ended. Well, do you know what I'm saying? And they're not as much of a commitment, I guess.
Grindr is specifically for fun.
Is it? Okay.
Fun.
Yeah, so.
And, but then you're like, what are you into? Like, they'll ask you that.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll just tell them specifically, like, I don't do anal the first time, like, I meet, like, a guy. Like, we have to, like, kind of get to know each other, because that's, like, intimate. But, like, you know, head, 69, and whatever, like, and I'll say that. And, like, some guys are like, oh, no, I'm not into that. I'm trying to get fucked. And you're like, all right, well,
you
have
a great
night. That's your name.
It's a caveat. Thanks.
Listen,
it is definitely like 10 on fast forward. There's like not like a
yeah. Because if you
I have 3 days before you even see my draws. I'm just saying.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If like on Tinder or Bumble. Like, a woman messaged you and I was like, hey, and then my reply back was like, how do you want to do this? Like, I actually should try that. But it would be.
What do you mean to?
Yo, Ma.
That's a new. That's a. Yo, Ma, what's up? You look stupid. You shaved?
5 o'clock shadow of clean. Yeah, like, I don't know. I feel like I get a lot of guys on, like, Bumble or Tinder or OkCupid that are just like, what are you looking for? Now, for me...
Not how do you want to do this.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, the polite, like, how
that's
do you want to do
way
this?
That's the way of, like, you know, that's his way of saying, you know, what do you want to do? What are you looking for?
What are you looking for?
What you into? What you looking for?
I always say, like, ideally, I'm looking for a relationship. But, like...
LTR.
Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, yes, like, that's where I want things to end up. But I'm fully aware that, like, I got to kiss a lot of frogs. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of guys just,
no one
like,
wants to be the
down.
Frog, though. They would rather
Everybody's the frog until they're the prince.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
You know, it's just like, and so like this one guy, he's just like, oh, well, what are you looking for? I'm like, I'm looking for a relationship. And he's just like, I'm like, what are you looking for? And then he's like, relationship-ish. And I'm like, what is that? And so then he's like, well, so I want to be with a girl that's constantly interested in getting to know me more. I'm willing to spend 1 to 2 days a week with them. And
what, he's got a schedule?
Yes.
I barely find time to like look like a person. I don't know. How can you like
I want to spend like 1 to 2 days a week with them, and then we're going to be sexually monogamous and not be actively searching out for other people.
Doesn't this sound like a fun date?
But I'm not looking for my life partner, so, like, this isn't going to really go much farther. So, essentially, you're saying you want me to commit to a casual relationship? Like, how does this make sense? And this is exactly what I broke up with. Like...
I just got out of that, no thank you.
It's like, yeah, no thank you. Yeah.
We will have pizza on Fridays, and we'll make sure that we can go out and do this on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays is Pinterest Tuesday. Let me see what recipe I can find.
We will play board
on
games on the weekend.
But Thursdays only if you're not there.
But Thursdays is my man stuff.
What happened to just get to know each other? Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
It's like, no, thank you.
It's like we got like this like new technology, and it's like great.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like a detriment because like now we're like forced to like talk to each other through like codes and like text messages and abbreviations and you know what, right? Like it's like pulling teeth to actually get to meet somebody. Like remember when like, all you could do is like talk on the phone?
Yeah.
Like, then it would be like
answering the phone.
Right,
yeah.
Hello.
When it was attached to the wall and you got this extra long cord.
Somebody calls me. Like, why are you calling me?
What?
You could see I have text messages.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
No. But like, this whole thing has got me like so frustrated that like I'm gonna take it low tech this weekend and I will tell you guys next week how it goes.
Okay.
So I actually signed up for a singles wine tasting tomorrow.
Heyo.
So okay. I'm going up close, in personal, with strangers, you guys.
Strangers,
I'm not swiping
goodness.
On.
You're going to see them.
I'm going to see them for the first time, like, face to face. And I'm going to see the sweat dripping
I got your opening line. I got your opening line. You're going to walk over to a guy you like, and you're going to go, I just want to let you know, I just super liked you with my eyes.
Winky, 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 winky,
winky. And then back away.
Do I do like a robot back?
Yeah. No, lots of that. Lots of that. Lots of that.
For those of you
who are not watching, she rolled her wheelie chair to the back of the corner. This was advice from Mike Vincent. It's why it will not work out. What's your opening line, guys, for like dating apps? What's your opening? If you have the opportunity to, you know, if it's not Bumble, because Bumble guys have to wait.
I have the worst.
What's your
hey. How are you?
Mine's what's up. What's up?
Okay.
A grinder that has multiple meanings.
Absolutely. It works so
what's
many
up?
Different ways.
We both are bitches.
Right. I'm a black guy. What's up?
Nice. Okay. 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 I like it. Yeah. I don't know.
What are you?
Mine varies. Mine varies. I have to read the bio, look at the pictures. I do a lot of research. I see. If I think I can get enough, here's the deal. I like when people don't write anything in their bios because they think no one's ever gonna get me. Even if I match with them, they're never gonna really be able to have a good opening line. And I'll be like, I know there's a parrot on your shoulder. Parrots must really like you. You know, like things like that. Yeah. Like you'll pool your resources together.
See, like I feel like whenever I comment on a photo that I never get a reply back.
Yeah, you got a real. It can go either way.
Because I don't understand. Risk. It's like I think people get real creeped out by it. Like it's
sure
just like,
do.
Oh, creepy McGee, why are you looking at my pictures? And it's
you
like,
put it up.
Hello, this is the only thing I have to talk about is your fucking photos. Yes, you're wearing rainbow socks in a softball game. If I asked you, nice socks, did you win? That's not weird.
Here's why people. if people think it's weird, then don't have any pictures up. Better yet, don't have a dating app because you're the one putting the pictures up.
Yeah, it's like I didn't ask you for this picture.
Plain and simple. And then the other thing that. Is crazy about that too is if they put a picture up and you comment on it, right? They'll do the same thing with you later on if you just had a bit of more of a conversation with them. But that's if they have a conversation with you. So
right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Comment on people's pictures?
If there's a joke, like if there's a joke somewhere, I won't. It's not just observations. I wouldn't be like great sweater in picture two. Like that's creepy as hell. Like I wouldn't do that. But if there's a fun comment,
I mean, is it a great sweater? Because if it's a great sweater, I'm gonna say so.
What about people that put an obvious wrong age? Like they put 110
because they don't want to like be found by the
or no age at all. Is that a possibility?
I've seen on
Tinder,
hackers find some weird stuff. Like hackers can like take their where they're out of it. You know, like where they're from out of it. Have you noticed that? Like robot accounts don't have a where they're from. Sometimes.
You ever dated a robot, Mike?
Yes, once.
Yeah,
it didn't go well.
Grindr, it happens all the time.
It didn't go well.
Like
it didn't go well.
Went out to Best Buy.
After giving lots of money to the robot, we never met.
I never met.
It's crazy. I don't know.
It is weird. I mean,
I met someone for like the first time, like in person.
Yeah.
And like, didn't know if they were flirting or not. I had to ask Murph what his thoughts are, but we had already left Best Buy by the time.
what ended up happening?
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Okay.
You wanted to kind of contact her using cyber technology, and it.
No, it was creepy. I wasn't.
I told him it was creepy.
We met at a Best Buy. And she, I thought she was.
If you're listening, she's a sexy girl that worked for Samsung, which I thought was a good corporation for Mike to work.
Yeah, I was trying to get an in.
Misconnection.
It's okay. You know what though? I see. This is what I'm saying. You got to take the opportunity.
See you later.
To be
a decent human being.
While it's hot.
Nah, I know. I should have said something while I was there, but I didn't.
Or at least ask for a card.
Yeah. But yeah, you clearly don't do anything in that situation. I wasn't going to do anything. I was thinking about it. But
purchasing, you could have slid in. You were running the wingman operation.
This is what she said to me. She told me about her weekend with her mother, and then she went, "See you later, alligator," and she winked at me.
Oh, it was a wink.
Yeah, there was a wink involved.
Winks always confuse me.
Dude, what does that mean? Does she want me to buy a Samsung TV because
like,
I'm poor?
I'm not a good winker, but like as a joke, and also so that somebody knows that I'm really winking, I always go. I make it real obvious. It's like, it's like I'm like
a whole face.
You know what though? For
it's
a guy,
one of these like, because like this could be something in her eye. It's just like no.
Yeah,
filler.
Maybe the air. I'm winking. The air duct is blowing air into her face.
She has a very pronounced wink.
Here's,
this was a subtle wink.
This was a subtle wink. But here's the like I like honestly
later,
for a guy
alligator.
Who talks. Yeah, but for
that's
a guy.
Time traveler.
Yes, she was ancient apparently. No, but for a guy who talks to like people a lot and is relatively social, it was like a hard honestly the only thing that could have clarified it for me was if she was like, "Attention all shoppers, I like the guy in the front. Please send him here to get my number." But that's never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a hard situation. It was a hard read. But anyways, my point is meeting people in person has gotten, I think, it changed. It's changed with
dating
apps.
Yeah, because I feel like everyone's predatory. Like, you almost feel like you're a vulture if you talk to somebody in real life.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You know, because like if they're online, it's like they're putting themselves out there for this. But like if they're just in regular life, it's just like they're just doing their thing. And I'm just like, hey, I'm lonely. Please hug me.
You ever have a conversation in an app that's far better than the date itself? That's happened too.
Oh yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Right.
But that's why I prefer to like meet people or guys like faster than just like if we're gonna be chatting, let's just like meet. Like as opposed to like you're chatting with somebody for like a month, month and a half, 2 months, and then you meet them and you're like, fuck.
There's no chemistry. Like one guy I met him on Tinder and like we were like talking on the phone for like an hour and it was like awesome conversation, but then when we met in person, I was just like, he sounds like Dracula.
Marisa, I'm having such a great time with you.
Like, I
don't
just
often
like,
come up in the daytime.
Yeah, well,
he was like,
he was from Transylvania. I'm not even fucking with you. He literally sounded like Dracula because he was from Transylvania. Mm. We're going to have to wrap this up. But before we go, Rodney, where can everyone see you next?
Actually, we're all going to be together tonight at Broadway Comedy Club.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be great. 10 p.m. Make sure you guys check us out.
Yeah.
I'm going to be hosting a show at Broadway Comedy Club on the 18th of May. So come check me out.
Beautiful. Nice. Murph.
Same as everyone here.
Yeah.
Going to Broadway tonight, 10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Mike.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, Broadway Comedy Club. Be there or be circular.
Fashionably Funny tonight, Broadway Comedy Club, 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturday, May the 6th, Otto's Shrunken Head for Merriment and Mortification.
Yes.
You can catch us here every Friday from 6 to 8 on FLO Empire Radio. This is Big Talkin' Brewskies. Have a great weekend, you guys. Have a great week. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And we went a whole week without bombing another country.
Hey-o.
Love you. Bye.
Until next week.